Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Oh, and then also on this date in history, 1975, Bruce Springsteen made his debut in the UK. He played at the London's Hammersmith Odeon, and they hung on to the video and everything from that, and they put out a video and an album of that a few years back, his debut. The audio quality in the video is really good, although I think it may have been like in black and white. But anyway, this was his first run in the UK in 1975. He got there and he was pissed off because he saw all over town were these posters that said, "He's coming, Bruce Springsteen." And he was embarrassed by that. He thought, you know, I mean, I don't need that kind of pressure on me, like I'm some messiah or something. I'm not the Beatles. I'm not the Stones. I'm not the Who. So he and the band, they drove around town for a couple of days tearing down all these posters because they were embarrassed by him. All right, we're going up a celebrity's nose. Jennifer Lawrence admitted to Vanity Fair that she accidentally inhaled her nose ring multiple times while filming her latest movie. It says she's got a couple of rings in her nose, and one of them hangs in there. One is like a magnet, and she says, "Many times I accidentally inhaled the magnet and would have to spit it out in front of Leo DiCaprio." We were just talking about. So she would suck in her nose ring. So they have magnets attached those deals now?
I don't know how that's done.
So you don't have to get the piercing done now? Brad, if that's the case, I'm going to pierce up all over the place. If I don't have to...
Well, when you get one on the inside, you know.
Yeah. That's right. Okay, and then there's this David Coverdale. Recently announced he's going to be retiring.
I saw that. The one more album with the Snake?
Yeah, and then he's out. And the Snake is out.
Do you put a snake out to pasture? Does a snake go to stud, or what happens when the snake gets old?
He was asked to reflect.
Becomes a hat band.
He was asked to reflect on the death of his ex-wife, Tawny Kitaen. And he said, "Well, you know, we hadn't spoken to each other in more than three decades." She, of course, passed away in May. It was heart disease, they said. Anyways, the two of them got married in 1989, divorced in 1991. She was in three of your Snake videos, Brad. Name them. Let's go.
Still of the Night, Here We Go Again, and Is This Love?
Yeah. Or Here I Go Again. Or yeah. Here We Go Again. Yeah, I think those are the three. Coverdale got remarried in 1997, and he's been with that woman since. And he says there really was no communication for over 30 years. I've been deeply invested in my marriage. I think it would have been different had Tawny and I had a child, but we didn't. I did send my condolences out to her family and friends back in May and made a modest public statement because it really wasn't my place to do anything other than that. He described Tawny Kitaen as synonymous with Whitesnake and synonymous with MTV. She brought so much attention to my music.
I think she was
he's right.
And wasn't she also the girl on the Rat cover, Out of the Cellar?
Oh, is she on that one as well?
I think she's the one pulling up the little socks and the high heels and stuff on the edge of the bed.
Yeah, there's no question. Whitesnake would not have had the mainstream success that they had.
I mean, how many girls have wanted to get up on the hood of a car like that? You know.
How many girls is she responsible for breaking their noses and, you know,
rolling around on the
various bones and all that?
Remember when we talked to David Lee Roth, David Coverdale, and we asked her about it. She was still alive at the time. He said, old Tawn. Old Tawn.
Yeah. Brad and John, Classic Rock 92.9, KISM. Here's another day. She was a seaside sitting just smoking in a